Many taxpayers are already concerned about the cost of education in Vermont, but a new cost driver is coming down the pike, and it could make the system even more expensive. That's because many of the 300 or so school buildings in Vermont are in varying states of disrepair. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, a new survey of school districts has revealed more than $500 million in infrastructure needs.
The makeshift entryway to the basement of the Gilman Middle School in Essex County is encased in a clear plastic sheeting that crinkles against your arms and legs.
So the reason you have to go around here is because this is sealed because of the mold and the lead. They don't want that upstairs, so you got to go in a separate entrance.
That's Jen Botzajorn, superintendent of the school district that the Gilman School belongs to. She and facilities manager Mark Brown have brought me to this 100-year-old building to show me the source of that mold.
So if you look, you can see there's actually water. Can I go in here? Is that all right?
No, it shouldn't. Okay. Down. You can step to there, but not down.
But this is standing water that we're looking at here.
That's right. And you can see there's an old pump. An old submerged pump.
Mark Brown discovered this pit of brackish water when he noticed black mold on some 2x4 framing last June and then tore up the wood floor to see where it was coming from. Turns out the basement is below the water table and a nearby swamp has been gurgling into the cellar undetected for years. The fans you hear in the background run full time now to keep the air dry and the mold at bay. And this isn't the only building in the Kingdom East School District that has problems.
Well, so in the Lunenburg School, there's sewage ejection pumps in the classroom. And their units, maybe 2 feet in diameter, 2 feet off the ground. And that diverts the septic so it doesn't go back up into the sink, basically.
Yes, you heard that right. There are sewage ejection pumps in the classrooms. David Epstein is an architect who's been working on an infrastructure assessment of Vermont schools.
Yeah, I've definitely seen schools that I would hesitate to send my kids to, no question.
Epstein says many districts in Vermont have struggled to keep pace with upkeep and maintenance of their infrastructure. And he says the neglect has taken its toll.
Roofs that leak, HVAC systems that don't work properly, windows that are old and leaky.
Over the last few years, elected officials have devoted enormous attention to the costs of classroom instruction at Vermont schools. But Jeff Francis, head of the Vermont Superintendents Association, says a new financial reckoning is afoot. According to a recent survey of school districts, Vermont is facing $565 million worth of unmet school infrastructure needs.
It is a big issue for the state. It is a big issue for policymakers in the state. And it is an issue that has been largely unattended to since 2007.
2007 is the year that lawmakers imposed a moratorium on state aid for school construction projects. They discontinued the program because they couldn't keep pace with demand. Shelburne Representative Kate Webb, who chairs the House Education Committee, says that demand didn't magically go away in the meantime, and she says infrastructure needs may be at a tipping point.
I do believe that we're facing a tsunami of requests coming forward.
In the absence of state aid, districts have been left to deal with infrastructure needs on their own. And many education officials say that system of localized decision-making has exacerbated inequities across district lines. Kingdom East Superintendent Jen Botzajorns, the one who showed me the mold in the middle school basement earlier, talked about this on our drive to Lunenburg.
There's not a large tax base here, and our communities are poor.
Districts in more affluent communities have easily passed bond votes for expensive school construction projects, like a $20 million package passed in Williston recently. Passing bond votes in poorer areas, like the rural Northeast Kingdom, hasn't been so easy. Residents in Kingdom East rejected a bond vote for facilities improvements by a 4-to-1 margin last year.
When you're on a fixed income and you're retired, and you're even $10 or $15 more is a lot.
And Botzajorn says that means students in her district go to schools that a lot of parents in Chittenden County wouldn't let their kids set foot in.
There is no doubt that the difference between our facilities and facilities in other parts of the state, it's like what I see here would never occur in other communities. Never. It just would not happen.
Secretary of Education Dan French says there's no doubt that some of the schools in Vermont aren't conducive to a 21st century learning environment. And he says it's probably time for the state to resume its role in funding school construction projects. But he says there just aren't enough resources to get every school in the state up to standard.
And I just don't think it's feasible with declining enrollments that we invest in every single building in the same way that we had in the past.
What French is saying is that Vermont can't afford the number of schools it has now, and he says the school construction process should be used to expedite regional consolidation, especially of sparsely attended middle schools. Jeff Francis with the Superintendents Association says the prospect of school closures can be incredibly controversial, but he says declining student numbers will require some tough decisions.
We need to be right-sizing the delivery system in terms of buildings that are operated, the number of personnel we employ, and how you have modern facilities to serve every child in the state.
Which means that elected officials not only have to figure out how to raise revenue for infrastructure projects, they'll also have to decide which schools get the money. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.